Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
Okay. You sent me an email yesterday about, okay, with it. So Nama's here with me. So I want to look at the email she sent. Can we read it together, people?
Okay, 1 minute. Let me open it.
Someone tagged me. Tagged my PWC email.
What?
Okay. Yeah.
So that I should or I do?
You tagged me on that one.
I tagged you by mistake on the PWC one? Where did that go to PWC email? Did I tag you on the Ron Nichols Ron's desk? No, but I wanted to come on.
I just wanted to be like organized.
Like this. Next time I do it, send me a Slack. If you're a guy message, please remember that. Because I'm not going to always remember, but the more times you do it, the more we're going to do it. Tell us how you stop and remember. Okay, hold on Hold on a second, guys. Hello? Sorry about that. Okay, let's look at it together. Okay, who's going to read it? Why don't you read it? We're all on the same page. Fine. No one will read it. I'll read it. I spoke with Rachel from Rhonda's house as well as the Department of Medicaid and found that as much info as I took regards to Medicaid, this is what I found out. The following individuals may qualify for Medicaid coverage in Ohio. They have to be a U.S. citizen or meet Medicaid non-citizen requirements. Individuals with low income need under $2,000. Pregnant women, infants, and children, older adults, individuals with disabilities. Who do you get that from?
Mm-hmm.
These 5 points from Rachel?
Yeah. And someone who wants to go straight in Ohio.
Okay. If a patient comes in and does not have Medicaid, they would have to go through the Department of Job and Family Services. Who told you that?
Mm-hmm. So,
they can either call in or go online to this website and apply themselves. We cannot directly put in the Medicaid application for them. Once they're Medicaid, then they come back to us and we can get them started in the process. We can also encourage them to apply. Let me see something. Have a look at this website.
I can't go into it. It's blocked.
It's not a website. It's blocked for you?
Yeah, it's blocked for me.
Okay. Let me see. You didn't place it, right?
No.
Okay, that's your homework, please. What is it? Help. Call someone. Could, just so we can know. We can even do this. Try to see what you could find out about it. And then reply back here. And if anyone to talk to, that would be also good. But when
I spoke to someone, this is all she gave me.
You spoke to someone at the Ohio Department of Job and Family Services?
She was literally like, wanting to be called. They're a little bit...
Yeah. Yeah, so call back. You get someone else probably. Now, I want to add in to Rhonda's house as a status. I want it to be Medicaid app. You know what I mean?
Now they're applying for Medicaid?
Yeah, like we have in other companies, you know. So
right. The call log needs to be edited. So, hold on, let me
hold on. I'm going to do it afterwards.
Okay.
Just write it down what you want to do. Medicaid.
Okay.
Right? And this is one of the status. Now, if someone calls in, no problem. You can put it in as a referral for whatever it's worth. And but it's Medicaid app. We'll stay in the bucket. We're going to work with them very well.
I don't think we're allowed to do it side by side, though.
What do you mean?
If we can't put in a referral for them while they're getting Medicaid.
No, it will count. Let's say Sandra gets a call. Someone wants Medicaid app to help with Medicaid. They don't have Medicaid. And they don't. Exactly. Exactly.
Now what?
If a patient comes in and says they don't have Medicaid, they want Medicaid,
mm-hmm.
No problem. You're going to say, okay, no problem. I'm going to have my intake person reach out to you to discuss with you exactly the details of how to do it. Now I'm going to
Okay, so I just put a call log, not the referral.
Put in a call log it and also put it in as a referral.
Also?
Yeah. Let's see how it goes, especially now.
So every call is going to be a referral because not everyone has Medicaid, basically.
Then what?
So I need to ask them if they're low income and they have all these questions?
No. First thing you're going to say, do you have Medicaid?
Okay.
No, I don't have Medicaid. Okay. Do you want to do private pay?
Mm.
No. I don't want to do private pay. Okay. Do you think you would apply for be qualified for Medicaid?
Mm-hmm.
You have to be under $2,000 of income. Is that something which you think you have? Oh, I make
mm-hmm.
more than that. Okay, no problem. But for right now, we're going to hold off. If anything changes, let me know.
Okay.
Right, and again, we have to get more clarity on exactly what is necessary. I mean, let's say they own a home, but they live in that home. The home's worth $300,000 and they live there. You don't think it's a problem. Right, so, because they own an asset worth $300. So in New York, it would be a problem. Pennsylvania, it's not a problem. Let's find out what it is. Okay? Fine. Very good. That's with this one. I'm going to reply back. Okay. Once we have it, then I'll add it to the chain. That's not Sandra. Sandra found a good house. Remember that case, Francis? What name did you write down? Stacy Fisher. So here, Sandra, I'm going to read what you wrote. I contacted CareStar. They confirmed that we do not need to go to the direction home for the Ohio home care waiver. We can proceed directly with CareStar. They outlined the process as follows. Submit an application to begin the process. How do we submit the application?
I think, they're.
Over the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, they complete an assessment, which CareStar will arrange. CareStar will send the assessment information to the state, which will review it and determine whether the application is approved or denied. CareStar will fax a form to the primary physician who must complete and sign the level of care section and return, basically the doctor's order. Once all required documents are received, CareStar will complete the enrollment process. Finally, determination letter from Medicaid will be sent indicating whether the application has been approved or denied, and then Ohio Home Care Waiver will issue an authorization to us.
Oh.
So that's the line.
Ohio Home Care Waiver, not the insurance?
Or CareStar, I mean, but because number six says finally a determination letter from Medicaid will be sent. Probably it's being sent to CareStar, I think.
Mm.
Right? No?
I don't know.
Okay. So basically, the process, the enrollment process for the Ohio Home Waiver is, CareStar does call it a donor. They do initial screening over the phone. They fill in an application.
If we don't go through their team.
Right, exactly. So Stacy Fisher could have gone straight to me. So CareStar, they're going to begin the application. They're going to do an assessment. They're going to take all that assessment information, give it to the state, get a doctor's order, and once all is approved, it's good to go.
Do you need to call them, or we just send them a form?
Sandra, is there a way to initiate a referral online, or we have to call the CareStar number?
I don't know. She asked me, like, you want to give me the patient's information? She wanted to do it already on the phone, but I don't know if online. I can ask them. I can call them.
Okay, so, yeah, let's do a call on the phone. Okay, so now I'm forwarding this to you. Okay? What I want you to do is... Okay, so we're gonna reach out. You're gonna reach out to CareStar, see if they got an assessment. Okay. If they
did, I
do it. No, Nama's gonna do it.
Okay.
But I'm teaching you an email just so when you reply, we could all get more knowledgeable. If they did, if they had the assessment scheduled / then if they got one, if they spoke, just great, leave it, nothing more to do. If they didn't hear from CareStar,
and
they just take you and call CareStar now. Okay, that's what we're gonna do. And if you get more information to them, don't call CareStar to ask more questions because they're gonna want to do what the patient. Not that Stacy Fisher is a perfect example of us initiating with that. If you speak with CareStar, please ask them about the following. I'm just gonna ask them a few more questions, then they're based off of over here. Step number 6. So that comes from the state to care start and then care start from us or to be directed. If there are any case managers that we or patient can follow up with.
Are they not at the case manager?
What else did I want to ask them? Okay, these are good questions for now. Once we have this information, does it apply back either way? Whether you have it, what you got through or not? So then I want to update with all this. I want to update the, once you find out more about the Medicaid and you find out about this, I want to update the training sheet. So I want to do today with whatever info we have. Okay. Anything else, guys?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you about the log.
Okay, let me refresh to see what's on there. Okay, what's up?
Okay, so there's case type, transfer enrollments or private pay. What if someone just calls and they're not interested? I need to fill out one of these three.
Oh, it's a mandatory field?
Star. Yeah, and then there's also the county. I don't ask them if they're just calling.
Okay, hold on a second. County. Oh, it's a required field?
Yeah. So let me see. The patient number, not. The referral status, not. Lead source, not. The case type. The county.
Okay, I took it off the
and
county.
That's it.
Case type, I took
case
it off
type and county, that's it.
Okay, it's updated.
I'll leave it there, but not a star, like a mandatory.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.